In 1968, O.J. Simpson won the Heisman Trophy, but it was this man who was runner-up in the Heisman balloting that year, and his inspiring story is one he shares with many across the nation. We visit with him on this edition of The American Countryside. Harvest is complete, and many corn producers are already thinking about next year's crop. AgriGold knows farmers want high yields, advanced genetics, and proven traits, but it's pointless if you can't match the proper hybrid to your field. AgriGold simplifies the process and helps you find the perfect match for your corn acres. The giant, regional, and limited series hybrids have proven results, and there are options to fit every field. AgriGold's global breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists will help you grow more corn on every acre. Contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333. Or visit AgriGold.com.
This holiday season, don't forget to stop by our online store at AmericanCountryside.com. There you'll find Andrew's award-winning books like The Man Who Was President for a Day, Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, and Making Mountains Out of Molehills. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. While you're there, take a listen to some of your favorite American Countryside features and browse the scenic route, the new expanded version of the American Countryside. Give a slice of Americana this Christmas. Log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
Leroy Keyes was an All-American at Purdue and a Heisman Trophy candidate. But in that race, he was overshadowed by O.J. Simpson.
When you look at All-American teams that year, O.J. was always the unanimous. I was the unanimous as well. But O.J., I guess everybody got to identify with when you go to breakfast, what do you drink in the morning? O.J. Nobody drinks Leroy for breakfast.
Keyes says he needed a better nickname.
Sometimes I think maybe they call me Cracker Jack or Snap, Crackle, and Pop or something like back in the days. I might have gotten the vote, but it's an honor.
Today, he says many professional athletes and even a lot of the general public needs a reality check. He gives credit to God for the opportunity he had to play at such a high level.
It took me a while to come around to the fact that it's not about me. I used to always think that I gave honor to my teammates for their blocking skills, for their ability for us to formulate our energies and make it a positive. But it took me a little while to realize that it all came from him. And I'm normally trying to tell young people now that it's not about you. If he didn't give you the power and the glory to get up, to walk, to talk, to see, to run, you're nothing. And you can't go around thinking it's me, 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 me.
Today, Keyes gets to not only work at his alma mater, but he also helps student athletes in their careers after sports.
I'm with the John Purdue Club as assistant director, and I do a lot of work with our former student athletes and trying to get them reconnected back to the university. A lot of athletes, we come and we go because we feel like this is not our home. Well, this is home because you added a specialness to your experience at Purdue.
Traveling the countryside in West Lafayette, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCray.